Hello, Warpath fans. We're back with the fifth edition of the Warpath podcast. We're visiting with Coach Isaac Martinez after a 17-7 victory against the Divine Warhorses in week one of the 2014 season. Coach, before the game, I posted on Warpath that the Indians, while you've been the head coach, have 16 wins, there's only 5 losses in week one. What do you attribute that kind of success to?
I would attribute that to kids here at Tarrandale High School and their mindset into the off-season workout program that we have set up for them, you know, the way they approach it on a daily basis, the weight room, the technique phase, the spring training phase, the summer phase. Those victories, they have come with 16 different sets of seniors. So it would be the kids and their mental approach to preparing themselves for a season of football.
How do you feel about the first start for our quarterback?
I'm looking at 10 for 15, 140 yards. That's not a bad night for anybody, particularly especially going out there for the first time at varsity speed under the light. And, you know, those numbers could change too, because I think there was a couple balls he threw that I thought we had caught. But I thought that's not a bad start. 10 for 15, 140. No INTs.
Of course, he's passing the ball around. He's distributing it very well. Got a couple of big throws to our number four, Ian Martinez. Ian didn't have a bad night either.
No, Ian. Ian did have a pretty good night. I was counting on him to help the other kids along.
Coach, a very balanced attack. 130 yards rushing, 140 yards passing, and that's not uncommon in Harlandale offense. Is this something coaches plan? Is that part of the strategy? Is that something that just happens? Tell us about staying balanced on offense.
Well, staying balanced on offense as far as the run-pass ratio, we do plan that. We do try that. As far as the numbers being 130, 140, obviously we could plan that. We'd be planning 350 on the ground, 380 in the air, you know. We could plan that. So, you know, those are just things that happen throughout the night. We want to rely heavier on the run, but we do get in some situations where, you know, we have to throw the ball a little more than we want. But any time that we're running the ball 30, 35 times, we're throwing the ball 15, 20 times, that formula right there, that ratio of run passes has been very successful for us.
From the press box, John Aguirre looked ready to go. Really enjoy watching him run. He's a different kind of runner, looking for a little bit of daylight. And boy, if he can hit that second gear, he can break anything. Going to the other side of the ball, Coach, on defense, 3 turnovers in the first 3 possessions for us. A real big 3-and-out in the second half. Tell us a little about our defense.
Anytime that you get a defensive unit out there that's going to give up 7 points in a night, that you have to be happy with that. I was pleased with our defensive performance from the standpoint of the number of points that we gave up. Obviously, the number of yards that we gave up is a concern for us, but it was the first time for everyone on defense except for 4 kids to see that kind of speed, that kind of size, and the Divine Warhorses up front. Their offensive line was probably their foundation. They were older up there, and after breaking down the film and watching it, they did some really nice things. It wasn't until we made a few adjustments in the second half that I thought that, you know, our kids slowed, we slowed them down. The turnover was obviously, you know, in the first half, they take the opening drive and they move it down the field flawlessly until, you know, they get up to 2 or 3 yard line. Obviously, the ball pops out and we recover that. So that, I think, you know, was definitely a momentum changer for us. You know, first drive of the game, and then an interception by Brandon Rodriguez. I thought that was just, you know, he's sitting in the right spot and he's playing in his zone coverage, and ball that was right at him, makes a play, and he does a nice job hitting the sideline and getting upfield. And then Ramsey Martinez also, you know, when the ball is moving upfield about midfield, he pulls a little lawnmower on him and yanks the ball out, and it lands right in his hand, so gives us back the ball there. So I know that those are the things that you know coaches talk about in ball games, about taking care of the football and doing those things. So those 3 turnovers, I think, were obviously the difference maker in the first half. And then in the second half, it was just our defensive adjustments, moving kids around just a little bit, them understanding what they're supposed to do. And I think that is what stopped, you know, Divine.
Well, Coach, you talk about scoring a touchdown and a field goal and being happy with that, if that's all you have to do. But I was looking for some stats. Somerset is next. I couldn't find any stats, but I did find a score. It was Port Lavaca Calhoun 60 and Somerset 41. So it was a little bit more than a touchdown and a field goal in that game. Was Coach Cardenas, our defensive coordinator, was he able to hold down breakfast this morning?
You know, about hitting both extremes in our non-district games, you know, a heavy run unit in Divine and a heavy pass in Somerset, but we figured that that would be good for our kids to put them in those tests early on to see that when we came across teams that did either one of those two or mixed both of them in our district contest, that we would, you know, hopefully be ready for that. You know, Somerset, you know, they are going to put the ball in the air. We're going to break down some film this morning, and we're going to see what it is we can do to slow them down a little bit. 40-something points, if you think about any high school team going out there thinking that they have to score 40 points or more to win a ball game, you know, it could be a little stressful on the kids. But if you're thinking about, you know, going out there and scoring 40 points and getting beat, okay, that could be a little more, that could be a little more stressful on the defensive side. So we're going to, you know, we're going to take this game by like every other game that we approach. We're going to try to prepare kids in the best situation, put them in the best situation we can put them in, and tell them to play their best football, and let's see what happens. So, it's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to the contest. I want to, you know, it's going to be a good test, like Divine was for us, a good test for our kids. Let them know that this is Friday night football. This is what it's all about, and this is what we've got to prepare ourselves for.
Well, Coach, congratulations. After week one, we're 1-0. Can't be better than that. After week one, the next week, the Indians travel to Somerset to face the Bulldogs. Thanks for your time, Coach. Beat the Bulldogs.
Thank you, Coach.